I'm Maria Nakaga. In this video, I'm going to show you a couple of tips in Visual Studio to help you write your code, navigate through it, and fix bugs. So let's go ahead and get started. Being able to easily navigate code is great when working with a large existing code base. In this scenario, I have been assigned to update the user authentication to the Nerd Dinner application. So let's go through on how I would find where this is in my code. If you haven't done this before, the first thing that you might want to figure out is where authentication is being used in this code base. I could open every single one of the files that exists in this project, but that doesn't seem like the fastest way. In Visual Studio, you can take a peek into a file without having to really open it. So what does that mean? As you can see, the package.json file is open. So I'm just going to click on that and I will use my arrow keys to go through the different files. So as you'll notice, as I go over one file, it will appear that it's open, but it actually isn't. And I know that because if I hover over this tab, it will give me the option to keep it open. So let's continue to explore. So I'm going to continue using the arrow keys to take a peek into each one of these files. So I think that it might exist in the startup.cs file. And the reason why is that I've noticed the use of Microsoft.asp.net core authentication namespace. So let's keep that open. Now let's update the user authentication. One of the nice ways to navigate through long files is by using the map mode feature on your scroll bar. So you can access map mode through quick launch. So I'm going to type in map mode. And I'm going to select text editor. I'm going to turn on the feature. You will notice now, instead of having a vertical scroll bar, you have a map scroll bar, which is a pretty neat feature. That way I can just scroll over the code and see if there's anything related to authentication in this file. Over here, I see a comment that has add external authentication middleware below. So I'm going to click on that and it's going to jump right to the lines of code where I can start putting in my authentication. I'm going to start typing my code. Notice as soon as I start typing a character, I'm presented with an autocomplete dropdown. This is IntelliSense. IntelliSense is more than just autocomplete. It also provides you with additional information on functions and libraries that you'll be using as you're coding. I'm going to put the rest of my code here and save it. Notice the appearance of green and yellow lines in the margin. The green lines indicate changes that I've saved since my file was opened, and the yellow lines indicate changes that will be saved. Now that I'm done updating NerdDinner, there's one last feature I would like to share. So I'm going to switch to another web application and introduce you to the Lightbulb Quick Action feature. The Lightbulb is a quick way to see potential fixes to your code. I'm going to click on the Lightbulb and it will suggest that I remove all grayed out unnecessary using statements. I can preview the suggested changes and apply them. This is a quick way to identify and fix bugs in your code. Thank you so much for downloading Visual Studio and continue to watch the Getting Started with Visual Studio series.